even when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams.
Yeah, we got big dreams here at the Genius Lab. We're going to make them come true for you. It's all about self-empowerment. And today we are introducing, this is the first day of November, but for us, we are calling it Movember instead of November, because it's time to move into the magic. The thing about November that's so cool is that we have two more months left of the year, and December, like, it gets all fucked up with the holidays, right? So, of course, we always find excuses for not getting our work done. It's actually the month that we really spend a lot of time on our goals and desired outcomes for the coming year. November, pardon me, is one of those kind of in-between months that just, like, if you don't pay attention, you can let it slide by and you can waste a lot of time. But we're not going to. We're going to make this Movember because we're going to move into the magic. So the thing I want to tell you about MOVE, MOVE is an acronym for Motivation, Organization, Visualization, and Execution. I call it the four pillars of success. And, you know, it's a big deal, because if you master these four pillars, everything in your life changes and it gets awfully damn exciting. So if you feel stuck or unclear, if you have a tendency to set goals and never reach them, it's kind of like January, everything seemed really hopeful, and now you're looking back going, what the hell happened? If you have big dreams and they never seem to come to fruition, you know, man, that's painful. That's a heartache. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know you have it, you know you have that magic spark of success, but you haven't quite been able to harness it. You haven't exactly found the way to access it. Or maybe you feel like, you know the old brass ring. You feel like the brass ring is right there, but it's just barely out of your reach. That's the perfect person for MOVE. Okay, so if you can relate to any of those, if you feel stuck or unclear, if you set goals but don't always achieve them, if you have big dreams that never seem to come to fruition, if you know you have it, that spark of success, but you can't quite seem to access it, or you feel like the brass ring is always just out of reach, now it's time to move into the magic. Motivation brings clarity and creates power. Organization aligns your intention and creates ease. Visualization, focus creates your future, right? If you see it, you can create it, right? Okay. And then as far as execution goes, you write your story and flow into the magic future. Because the thing that's so important, we lose sight of that every minute of every day we're living a story. And if we were to videotape us, we would see that we have a story that we're living. We have a pathway. We get up, we have a beginning, we have a middle, we have an ending. And what is it? And where are you putting your energy? A lot of the work that we do in MOVE correlates to some of the really amazing things that I learned from tribal elders in Burkina Faso. And it's tied to living in a five-element system. We live in a world, and our bodies are created from fire, water, earth, mineral, and nature. And each of these energies has a particular element. And motivation, organization, visualization, and execution is connected to one or more elements. And as we bring the elements into balance, we bring ourselves into balance. As we master the four pillars of success, things change in our life. So let's talk about them a little bit. We'll address each one by their element and kind of the energy that they bring to you. Motivation was where we'll start. And the thing that's important about motivation is, number one, knowing how to create it. Because if you let your feelings get the better of you sometimes, it's impossible to get rolling. In other words, sometimes we just are stuck. And if we stay in our stuckness, nothing ever changes. So we need to know how to access motivation. So what is the process by which we go through in order to pull ourselves out of that stuck place. And the first thing we want to do is connect with the element of fire, because fire is inspiration, passion, clear vision, and spiritual connection. And so the thing that happens when we connect to fire is that we are lit up. You've heard this you've heard the phrase, you know, that guy really needs a fire lit under his butt, you know? And it's true. Sometimes we need that, literally. But if we connect to the element of fire, we open the place of dreaming and inspiration and passion, and we allow our heart's desires to come into alignment with the things that we're creating. And one of the things that's really important about motivation is to know what you believe. Okay? And that seems really simple, but I have an exercise for you that's kind of cool, and it might seem kind of silly until you start doing it. And it's called the I Believe exercise. And basically what you do is you write down on a piece of paper the words I believe. And you finish them as though it's finishing a sentence. I believe, boom. What do you believe? I believe that the world is a good place. I believe that I am a genius and can bring powerful inspiration to the world. Whatever you believe. And you, basically what you do is you go through this 20 times and you, each time you write down the first thing that pops into your head. No editing, no filters, just I believe, boom. And some days you believe good things, and some days you're like, I believe I'm a complete piece of crap and have no business being on the planet. That's the way it goes sometimes. Then there's other times when you feel like you wake up in the morning and you feel like you're Superman or Superwoman. And hey, you know, that's great too, because then the motivation's already there. Then the trick is, how do you sustain it? How do you continually give yourself stimulation to move in that right direction? Just like we talked about in the opening song, you know, we've got we're looking up even when we're down. We've got our feet on the ground and our head in the clouds and our feet on the ground. We got big dreams, going to make them true. You know, sometimes you just like, you have to have a theme song, and that's mine when it comes to sometimes how I feel. The next element is organization. So you have motivation, and then the key is to organize you. And I'm not just talking about like time management. There's a million time management programs out there. Some of them are really good. Some of them are really stupid. And it doesn't matter. Find something that works for you, okay? Because the one thing you do want to do is keep track of your time and spend it wisely. But the most important type of organization that we deal with in MOVE is the organization of your mind. What do you spend your time thinking about? There's an old Chinese saying, Yi Dao, Qi Dao. Where the mind goes, the qi flows. Qi is energy. So the thing you want to be careful of is organizing your thoughts. That is the most important thing. What you focus on, you feed. We've all heard the Native American story about the young warrior who talks to his uncle, or whenever you, in the Lakota tradition anyway, when you have an advisor or a mentor, you call them uncle, and they will call you nephew. So the warrior goes to his uncle, and he says, Uncle, you know, I have two wolves inside of me. One is wants peace and wants to the tribe to thrive and be at one in harmony with nature and make the world a better place. The other part wants to fight and kill. Which one is going to win? And the uncle looks at him and says, the one you feed. So what you focus on, you feed. If you focus on success, you focus on how you want to create your impact in the world, then that's what you're going to do. If you get stuck and pulled down by, you know, I'm a worthless piece of crap, I don't know what to do, I'm a loser, I'll never be successful, blah, 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 guess what? You'll manifest that as well. Now, organization is part of the element of mineral, which is about systems. It's about remembering your greatness. And it's really powerful. Sometimes I'll just carry a little stone or a little crystal in my pocket to remind me if I'm struggling. to remind me that what I focus on, I feed, and I can focus on the success that I want to create. And the thing about organization is creating a system or creating an organized way of expressing your energy. Then you have visualization. Visualization is connected to the element of nature. Nature is magic and transformation. And the thing that's really powerful about visualization is when you're crystal clear on what you envision, you are more likely to create it. Now, I don't mean like hang up your vision board, you know, we've all heard of those, and don't do anything about it. What I am talking about is get your vision board and then start creating a strategy of how you're going to make this thing happen. You know, if you want a new car, you know, how are you going to get it? What exactly do you want? What color, what interior, what features? I mean, the more clear you are with your vision, the more likely it is to occur. And then remember the yi, dao, qi, dao, where your mind goes, the energy flows. And so this is a really powerful part of visualization, because this clarity helps to focus your energy to create the things that you focus on. And, you know, the other aspect that a lot of people neglect is not just how does something look, but how does it feel? Okay, part of your visualization is about feeling. And that's something that not a lot of people deal with, but I think it's really important. And we'll get into that through the move and in the upcoming podcast. And then last but not least is execution. And this is basically the most important thing. You can be motivated as hell. You can be as organized as can be. You can have your crystal clear vision. But if you don't do anything to make it happen, it ain't going to happen. Okay? So this is where execution is really, really powerful. And what we do in MOVE is we actually have you write your story for the coming year. So we write it from the perspective as though it's already happened. And then you write the story of your year. What happened, how successful you were, what you created, so on and so forth. And it's a really, really powerful manifesting tool, because it's amazing how much of your story comes true. So that's it. That's our MOVE review. And welcome to MOVEember. And if you want more information about MOVE, go to tobychristensen.com and /MOVE. Sorry. tobychristensen.com/MOVE, M-O-V-E, and you will find out all about it. If you have any questions, you can email me, toby@tobychristensen.com. And until then, wait for our next podcast where we are going to go into more depth about motivation. That's it for today. Oh, yeah. Have a great one. And by all means, keep looking up.